Start Your Day in the Same Way, Rabbi Rafi Cope.
Shos Chashev Tzibo, on Zoom, off Zoom, on the phone, on off the phone. I'd like to present two scenarios, and we'll see how we come out the Maisa. Walk into the kitchen, and you're in a bit of a pecky mood, and you see a few fruits lying on the table there. You don't want to have anything major, but you see like a grape or two. See some grapes there, so you just want to pick at a grape or two. Or you're in a bit of a nashy mood and you would like to take a piece of chocolate. Is there any problem with that? Mitzad bracha rishayna, mitzad bracha achoyna, mitzad shia. That's one case. The other case would be you're going to a Shabbos morning. You know you're not going to quite start your Suda before Chatzos, so you want to make Kiddush, or you just go to Kiddush, and you're not extremely hungry, but you just want to be able to Kiddush Mokim Suda. So you like want to take the minimum shia, you take a good piece of chocolate cake, but it's got a very thick cream in the middle. But it's not a very big piece of cake either. Is that okay? Either way, mitzad bracha choyne, mitzad kiddush makim suda. Is there any problem with that? So, let's have a look through the sugya and see how we come out of the ma'isa. Okay, so there's a gemara in bracha stuff, lamet chesam on base. The gemara says like this. Omer b'chia ba'aba. Ani u'isyes Rabbi Yochanan, Aisor Rabbi Yochanan, she'ochal zayis maliach, he ate a zayis, an olive, maliach, salted, or borich alav techila v'soif. And he made a bracha on it at the beginning and at the end. The Gemara is actually talking about there, about cooked foods, about cooked vegetables, but that's the Gemara goes on a bit about that, and then the Gemara skips out and then comes back to this the halach about brachas. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zeira, Ask Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zeira, Reb Yechanan Heichi Mevarech. How could Reb Yechanan make a bracha al zayis maliach on a salted olive, given the shekile legarine, since he's taken out the pit, but Salei Shura, so he's now lessened the shear of it. He's now reduced the shear. So Rashi already tells us on the spot, what's Pshat, he's reduced the shear. Reduced what shear? Says Rashi, Botzalei Shura Gabi Birchus Peyus Haaretz, and the Gabi Birchus Peyus Haaretz, Achila Kasivit says Achila Va'achila B'Kazayis, and Achila is with a Kazayis. Says it's all. So the Gemara's got Shver over here, the Chayra, he's gone and eaten less than the Kazayis. Omalei, says the Gemara, so Reb Zeira says back to Reb Yirmiyah, Misavas Kazayis, God will be in on. Do you think we need to have a big Kazayis? Kazayis, Beinini being on. Kazayis, an average Kazayis we need. Vahu Daisi Lekame, I over here. So what did he have over here? Vahu Daisi Lekame, this that they brought in front of him. Reb Yechanan Zayis, God will have him. It was a big Zayis. To Afa Gav Zishaklua Lekawirusa, even though they've taken out the pit. Poshle Shura, you've still got the Shia of a Kazayis Beinini. So, the way Rashi presents it is, he says, Batzalei Shuri asked the Kasha that Gabi Birchas HaPeyus HaAretz. By Peyus HaAretz, you need a Kazayis. What about other things? He doesn't seem to be too worried about other things. He's only worried about this. Mashma, the other things, it's all right, less than that. But then he brings a price. He says, Detnan, Zayis Sha'amu, it's actually a mission in Kalim, that Zayis Sha'amu, Zayis that they say. So Rashi says, "Zayis shamu le'inyan shir kol achilas v'gabe ul achilas loy katan v'loy gadol." It's not a zayis katan. It's not a zayis gadol. Ela beinani v'zayu egui. So what is a shir? Because a shir. Because zayis is beinani. So lechem what we see before in the Gemara that what is the shir achila? The shir achila is a kazayis. We'll get back to a bit more practical soon, but that's what the Gemara is telling us, that in order for Shia Achila, you have to have a Kazayis. Now, the question is as follows. The question is What are we discussing here? Are we discussing bracha rishayna? Are we discussing bracha achrayna? Well, it's not clear. It just says, how can you make a bracha? So, Tosfos already is married this, and Tosfos says, Hainu dafka b'bracha shel achrav. The Gemara here is only clearing the gabe the bracha afterwards. To be inan shir, because that you need a shir for. Aval b'bracha shel afanav. What about bracha before you've eaten? Lesson says, afilu pachos mikashir. Even less than a shir. Why? Because that's the Gemara. The Gemara in the Lamentei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, also le'le adam shiyeni min ha'ilam hazeh b'lo yibracha. It's also for a person to be nana b'ilam hazeh b'li yibracha. B'chol ha'nana min ha'ilam hazeh b'lo yibracha. And he was nana, moel, yimoel. The Gemara brings a few members over there, but they're all explaining what happens if you had eat without a bracha. Bal kaponim, the yisoid, the Gemara is there saying, in every case, that it's also le'honos b'li bracha, that you have to make a bracha, even if you have a tiny crumb, you have to make a bracha rishayin on it. That's what's mavoi in Tosfos. However, there's a Rabbeinu Yoina on the spot says, he explains the Gemara's kasha, and he says, what's the kasha on the Rabbi Yochanan, how do you make a bracha? So, October pachos mikazayis, loy hayulay levarech, ela shahakav. In other words, we understand that what bracha do you make on Azayis? On Azayis, you make our eight. Yes, on the Shiva Saminim. So the way the Rabbi Yoni is learning that you shouldn't make a, because it's less than a Shia, you shouldn't make our eight, but you should make a Shaka. And at the end, you shouldn't make a bracha at all because you haven't had the Shia. So in other words, there's a kash on the bracha Rishina and on the bracha Achwaina. Agav the base Yosef brings down a Shita that you don't make a bracha, less than a shi, you don't make a bracha at all. He's chaylik on him, he brings everyone's chaylik on it, but he does bring on a shit one, the shit of Shainim, that you don't make a bracha at all. Well, Kalpanim, that's the machlek here, Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yoina.
Does that mean the
bracha rishayna? Bracha rishayna, yeah. So you don't make a bracha rishayna, yeah. But the Rabbeinu Yoina...
What's
that? Also, the Rabbeinu Yoina? What do you shiur? Because that's... Also, the Rabbeinu Yoina is a b'li bracha. That's not called Anna. The Rosh, Tosfos, Rashba, Rambam, everyone, they all take on that, like the way Tosfos is saying that the bracha rishayna avada stays the bracha royal, or the correct bracha for that thing they're eating, and the whole shayla here is the gabe bracha achoyna.
Just that, why should it change the bracha if it's less than the kazayis? Why should it change?
Because it's not as chashuv. It's not as chashuv. Because yeah, because shakal is basically a klali stick of bracha, whereas ha'itz is a prati stick of bracha. So Tosfos carries on like this. The question is, we're saying here that you should have a shia. Okay, fair enough. But the question is if I haven't got a shia, do I make any bracha? Okay, bracha rishayna, okay, we've sorted. Rabbi rishayna holds, you make the bracha, the proper bracha, because asa v'ansvin was every bracha, and therefore you make the regular bracha that's roi for that food. However, let's go back to our example of a piece of chocolate. You're taking a piece of chocolate, you want to eat it. I had one piece of chocolate. Is there any shayla legabe bracha achoyin? In other words, you say we need a shia here. Shia kazayis. If you had less than the kazayis, is there such a thing as a bracha achoyin? Should one maybe make a bracha achoyin? So, believe it or not, Tosfos on the spot brings, v'hariha ya'ayma b'boyin nefashos. You should make boyin nefashos. So the ma'isi, he's talking about a peiri. Yeah, he's saying by a peiri, the ma'aseh of the bracha is really in gimel. He says, what should you do? You should make a b'rein afashos. Kiven de la bracha chashuvahi. Because b'rein afashos isn't a bracha chashuva. L'chay, the same svara as shahakal, it's a klaliyistik bracha, so b'rein afashos as well is a klaliyistik bracha. So therefore, it's not bracha chashuva. So afilu b'batzi mishura mavarachin b'rein afashos rabbis. It's even less than a shia, you should make a b'rein afashos rabbis. Oh, we'll come to. Whatever, the smallest shia. The base of this is Tosfos brings this re, and the Rosh Tak declares, he says, what's the svar? So he says, the Rosh says, yes, this topic, whether you should make a brain of Hashem or not. He says, what's the topic? He says, do we say that dafka when Rashi says Gabi Birchas Peyus Haaretz Achila Kesiva. It says Achila because it's a Vachalta V'Savalta. So Me'en Gimel is a Deraisa Kuntu Rishita. So therefore, dafka over there you need a Shia because it's Deraisa. You need a Shia Achila. It's called Achila. But where it's only Drabonon, Tanachalad Rabbanon was Masakan. Even less than a Kazayis, you make a Bracha Achoina. Even if it's not a Shia Choshev of a Kazayis, you still make a Bracha Achoina. On the other side is, he says, Dum Yitzah to Me'en Gimel, just like Me'en Gimel, you need to have a Kazayis, so Adin, for Brayin Fosh, as well, you have to have a Kazayis. So that's what Tosus wants to bring from the Reed. Levi says, Tosus answers, Tosus says, he doesn't agree with this Shitta. V'leinim, Tekirin Brayin Fosh, Siknua Kenegad Alagefen, Brayin Fosh is equivalent to Alagefen, just on some things make menafoshes, some things make alagefen. Ki heichet alagefen, boy shur, boy nefoshes, rabbis. Ki heichet alagefen, boy shur, just like alagefen, you need a shir, but boy nefoshes, rabbis, nami boy shur, you also need a shir, legabi boy nefoshes. So Tosus does away with the Reed's shit. The shine is like this. The shine is, do we say that as much as we're saying now that you don't have to make a bracha achoina unless it's a full kazayis, so can I lechat chila? Let's go back to our case and let's say the grape or the chocolate. Can I lechat chila take this grape or this chocolate and eat it, knowing that I'm not going to make a bracha achoina? I've only got one grape here or two grapes, and I've only got one piece of chocolate. Is it mutar lechat chila to have that, knowing that I'm not going to be able to make a bracha achoina? Okay. Right, so we'll come to that. So let's go to the chocolate. Let's go to the chocolate. Right, chocolate. Can I lechatchila have one or two pieces of chocolate knowing that I can't make a bracha achoina on it? Yeah. So nachanami. L'chayu, you're right. L'chayu, we don't find anywhere that you're limited to, maximized to the amount that you have to have in order to mechayev. What's pshat? The pshat is that the Torah is mechayev, or the Rabbanim mechayev you to make a bracha achoina when you have a sheer choshev. But if you haven't had a sheer choshev, it's not called a chila. So if it's not called a chila, so fine, so I haven't eaten it. It's not called, I've eaten something. So fine, I made a bracha with sheina because I'm also to be nani without a bracha. But now, I've eaten, I haven't had a sheer, so it's not machai, bracha achoina. Enochalem. Now, there is, however, there's a Yerushalmi. Tosus brings a Yerushalmi over here. The Yerushalmi, he asks, Yerushalmi asks the same kasha as the Gemara. Yerushalmi brings the same kasha and says, "How could Reb Zeira, how could Reb Yechanan eat a zayis melech? L'chayra, you've got less than a shear." So says Yerushalmi, so he says like this. He says, because Reb Yechanan made a bracha achoina, his teretz is Reb Yechanan made a bracha achoina because he ate a barrier. It was a barrier. What's Feb Dari? It was a Dava Shalom. It was a complete thing. He had a whole Zayis. Because we know that Loch is, says Tosus, the even Afila Lochal Ela Predachas, even if one eats only a Predachas Shel Anav, yeah, eat one grape, Oi Predachas Shel Rimon, or one particle of a pomegranate, Boy Bruchi. You have to make a Bruch, and Mishum Debeberi, Mavroch, and Afila Pachas Mikazayis. Because in Berry, you have to make a bracha. Afilu pachas mikazayis. That is the way. That is what it says in Yerushalmi. The shaila is what exactly Yerushalmi means by that. So, does Yerushalmi agree with our Gemara, or is he chaylik on Gemara? So, Bashkaf Rishayna, yeah, he's being chaylik, and that's what Tosus says. Tosus says he's being chaylik on Gemara because in our Gemara you see very clearly that you need a kazayis. A berry doesn't help you, even though it's a berry of chayyah. But the Yerushalmi is saying, no, he had a barrier, so therefore that's doing a bracha achoina. But the Gemara to say, no, we come into, you had a big kazayis, and Mela, you took out the pit, Mela it was a kazayis. That's the pasht. However, the Tosus wants to suggest another pshat, maybe it's taka not chaylech on Gemara. Because we're talking about two different cases. Says Tosus, hachamayish husra gawinim, you took out, In our Gemara, you're talking about you removed the pit, and then you salted it. In Kein Lo Yakabriyos, so it wasn't the barrier. Avalim achle shalem, but if you ate it complete with the pit, so then an achanam you would make a bracha achoina. Techila v'soif, you make a bracha b'techila and you make a bracha v'soif. How you exactly ate the pit, I'm not sure, but I'll call upon him. That's what Tez want to suggest. Others want to suggest there's enough whether how he brought it in front of him. There's someone say that the Gemara is talking about over here that they brought it in front of him without the pit. But in the Yerushalmi he's talking about they actually brought it in front of him with the pit. So because he brought it in front of him and he had like the hanah of having this barrier, that's good enough to mechayev a bracha achoina. That's what I want to see. So that's basically they've got the Yerushalmi that's telling us even a barrier. And Tosafos wants to suggest maybe we even hold like the Yerushalmi. So if he's being choleh kanan Gemara, so na chanam, he's passing that kanan Gemara. But if he's agreeing with that, want to say he's agreeing with the Gemara, then we have a bit of a problem here because like, we've got a barrier. So let's see how we take on this lemaisa. How does Shulchan Aruch pass on the gabbai this din? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yud passes as follows: Ha'ichol pachas mikazayis, someone eats less than a kazayis, bein mi pas bein mi sha'ichlim. Whether other foods. I'm going to leave up about drinks at the moment because we probably aren't going to get to that. We'll do it for a different time. Then he says, Mevorech techila bracha roi lo yisei min. You make the bracha that's roi for that min. You see, clearly he's saying that not like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Ola achu avinu mevorech klal. And afterwards you don't make a bracha at all. Right, so let's just take care of that at the beginning. So basically he's telling us that eat less than the kazayis, you make a bracha at the beginning, you don't make a bracha at the end. So, your shaila is what exactly is called the kazayis. So I'm not going to go into the Indian totally, we'll just say it in a very nutshell, in a nutshell, that there's a major machlokes rishayin and machoinim, there's got to be everything possible about kazayis, whether it's a shlish beitza, whether it's a half a beitza, whether niskatnu the beitzim or the lo niskatnu the beitzim, whether you go according to volume, whether you go according to weight. Akapanim, it seems to be that what's generally accepted by most of the poskim is that the volume of be'erach between 27 and 29 cubic centimeter, that is the shear of a kazayis. To make it in live, it's probably a little bit bigger than a small matchbox. With a small matchbox. You think it's like a lot, because that's a huge big thing, because that's a small matchbox. Not the ones, the long matches, the small matchbox. There's two types of small matchboxes, I think. There's like very flat ones, and there's the thicker ones. Basically, the thicker ones, small matchbox, with the lids, everything together, that is be'erach, the amount of a kazayis. Not as big as we think, it's quite small, the sheer kazayis. So, let's talk about a few practical cases over here. So, kol oichlin, says the Mishnah Berurah, kol oichlin mitstarf in the kazayis. Basically, what's the case? If I, let's say, have a few pieces of chocolate, so let's say a couple of pieces of chocolate, and at the same time as well, I have some jellies as well, let's say. So, l'chay is two different foods. Poshut, that those two are mitzarev, says the Mishnah Berurah, kol oichlin mitzarev in the kazayis, l'barachlein barach achwein u'lehen, all oichlin are mitzarev to kazayis, to make the correct bracha. So if it's two things I'm having with shakel, savadza the mitzarev, and therefore, I make a brena fashas afterwards. Where does it get a bit more complicated? Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. So where does it get more complicated? You've got Shiva Saminim. You've got Chatzi Zayis of a Shiva Saminim, right? You've got, let's say, half a Zayis of a, let's talk about half a grape for the moment. You've got half a grape. Oh, you know what? Even let's talk about, you've got two grapes and Chatzi Zayis Acha, and you have a few pieces of the pomegranate, mevorech alein b'rei nefashos rabbis, then you make a b'rei nefashos rabbis. Sorry, take that back. Sorry, and he's talking about you have something else that's not Shiva Saminim, then you would make b'rei nefashos rabbis. What's the svara? Now the svara is because if you only got a half a zayis that's chayv with a main shalosh, So you can't bring the other food up to the Dag of Menshalish. Menshalish is more chosh of a bracha. So once you only got half his eyes, so if you've been with Sarah the two together, then you drop down to the lower bracha, which would be very nefashos. Says the Mishnah, you have half his eyes of bread and half a gazayas of chocolate, you make a bayon nefashos. Because once again, you have to drop down. Now, the question is like this, would be, it's really shver like this, because we know the Zalacha that Bonafoshus does not generally patter. If you've got something, let's say you had a piece of cake. Because I forget, full shea, two pieces of cake, and you're not making bracha koina. By mistake, you make Bonafoshus. Oh, you yotza v'diavad if you make Bonafoshus. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in 7 Mishches. Ein bracha men shalish v'teres bein nefashos rabbis. V'chein lehapach. Neither way, men shalish doesn't patter bein nefashos, bein nefashos doesn't patter ala mechia. So the chayy are going to ask over here, so when it's if it doesn't patter, agav the prima gadim holds that it does patter. So, but the avid you don't want to be saying, there's a prima gadim al kapanim, the mishnah passes, it doesn't patter. Therefore, what we're going to do over here, if you've got half a zayis of something that's chayv ala mechia, something that's bein nefashos, how can you make bein nefashos? Bein nefashos doesn't patter ala mechia. So how are you going to be Yetzi Bracha?
Well, half his eyes is Chayv al-Mechia?
No. You've got half his eyes half his eyes of cake.
It's not enough.
But you've got half his eyes of chocolate.
So you
can
go down.
But how can you be, in other words, you're putting two shrooms together, but since this is really an al-Mechia type of food,
so how can I do that?
Only on
condition, you have a kazai.
So the Pshai is, just add a bit of flavor to that.
Yeah.
So this is Rabbi Kiviega's kasha. Rabbi Kiviega on the spot asked this. So answers the Oilet Sion, the Misraeka Fisher. That's this. Because Dafka and Oifu, you chayav ala mechia, suddenly you chayav ala mechia, I've had a full shear, now you chayav ala mechia, now, if you want to make Bein HaFosh or something like that, you can't do. But if you never chayav yet ala mechia, i.e. for over here, you haven't had the shear yet, therefore you can be able to be Bein HaFosh. That is one teretz. And I saw another text brought from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zichel Bracha. He says that also the truth is Zayin Minim as well is Chai Bein Nefashos. Only what? There's a Maila that they need Bracha Mein Gimel. So if it's over here where you can't make a Mein Gimel, for sure you'll be Yetzer Bein Nefashos. Oh, so that would be Legabe that. The question is now, what would be Legabe? I'm having a half a piece of cake and half a cup of orange juice. Can I make a bein nefashos? Well, let's put even a more straightforward case. Half a gazayas of chocolate and a half a gazayas of drink. So they're both shakel and they're both bein nefashos if I had a full shear. Are they mitzaref? Says Mishnah Berurah clearly. Ha'oichel v'ashoysa, dehainu sh'ochel pachas v'gazayis, you eat less than a gazayis, or you drink less than a revias, a mitzaref afilin ibein v'fashas, they are not mitzaref. Only it's got to be food with food, drink with drink.
You pour milk into wheat bits, is that? Milk in wheat bits, or milk in a cereal.
Then?
So together, the mitzaref together makes a shear, but not each one's self, it's only half.
If you've only got half a gazayis of wheat bits and half a gazayis of milk?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't cooked them like that or anything, so you'll change to. You can't create a gazayas of dung on here.
Together,
make it fashos.
So make
a bit of fashos. Oh, I see what you think, because it's a drink and a food. At the end of the day, that's what you're doing. You're putting. You haven't got a gazayas of food here. You're making something into food, but the mice, it's not a gazayas of food. You haven't cooked it that way. The chayyah not. So one very important thing we haven't got to yet, and that is, when you have this kazayis that you're eating now, what, this kazayis that you're eating, do you have to, can you have like this? Can you have, I've got exactly a kazayis of cake here, can I have one crumb now, one crumb in another minute, one crumb in another 2 minutes, and eventually after about 10 minutes I'm sorted. So So that is one of the very important tonight we need. And says the Mishroch al Kazayis mat mat. You ate the Kazayis very slowly when Ishtar Haba by Chalos and you waited very long. Im yesh mitchilas achila ad soif achila. Yoyis michte achilas pras. If, from the beginning to the end, is more than kedei achilas pras, ain't a mitzdarif, it's not mitzdarif. So obviously the question is, what is kedei achilas pras? So to start talking about kedei achilas pras, that's another cancer shear in itself. But in a nutshell, we'll just say that the shittas vary from basically from in our times in minutes, from about between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. What's generally accepted is about 3 to 4 minutes. Is that one should make sure not starting like and then waiting a break of 3 minutes and then carry on. They have to eat at some point the entire kazayas within 3 to 4 minutes. Otherwise, you're ready with sofik bracha ahoyna. But when are you ever going to have your... You're never going to have a kazayis of a sweet, unless you've got a kazayis in your mouth the whole time. How are you going to ever have a... But you've got to be eating something. You've got to be eating something. You can't eat it. You're just sucking it and what? But you're not eating. You've got to eat a kazayis within 3 to 4 minutes. If you find a chetimsa, maybe. But it's got to be a practicality. I don't think it'd work. So let's just carry on one more drop over here. V'yesh mistapkin loyma. The Shulchan Aruch carries on as follows: Yesh mistapkin loyma shal davar shukabur yosoy. Something that is its barrier, kagoyin gaugesh alanov, a piece of one grape, oishel rim and shavarach lachav al pishayim by kazayis, or one bit of a pomegranate. He's bringing down the shittas that they say that after that it's a barrier already, you have to make a bracha achoina. So what do you do? The Maisa, you saw Tosfos Taka said once said that we Taka agree with Yerushalmi. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, Lachain, Nochoin Lizar Shleilech, a barrier pachas mikazayis. Therefore it's correct not to eat a barrier pachas mikazayis. What is a barrier? Barrier, B'derech Klal, something, it has to be. Not that it's made that, something that's an original form is that way. It was created that way. Not baked that way or cooked that way. It was created that way. Some want to say that, I've seen as a machlokas, for example, about an orange. One piece of an orange, is that considered a barrier? Big machlokas about it. I think the Stipler's clears about it. I saw B'Shem of Eliashev, it's not called a barrier. B'Shem of Chaim Kanievsky, it is called a barrier. I'll call upon him, definitely a zayis or a grape. A grape's a better example because a grape hasn't got the pit you take out. So a kazayis. I mean, the Ramah Taka says over here, v'lo mikri beri lehim ochle kamoi shuhu. Avalim lokach ha-garin mimenu lehim mikri beri. If you take out the garin, it's not called a barrier. However, there are those who want to say that if it's something that the normal thing is to take out the pit, for example, by a kazayis, then it's also b'din barrier. So how do we get around a barrier? In other words, that you're not mechoy bracha achoina. The Maisi says it's better not to eat a barrier. So we've got, what would be our example of the grape? So you've got probably three different examples, two are very similar. One is you could cut off a bit from it, and then it's not a barrier anymore. Another example would be, or you cut it in half. Anything you have, and then you cut it in half, and you have it that way. Or obviously, just make sure to have plenty of them.
Why is one piece of orange called a barrier? The orange grows the whole
correct, but that's how it's grew up. But that one piece in the middle is like a piece of a rim, it's like a piece of a pomegranate. It's the same thing. So all the other eight says to bite it. In other words, don't put the whole thing in your mouth. Bite half and then bite the other half, wherever you're eating. So that would be that case. No, l'chayr it's ruined. It's not its complete thing. Even if you cut it half, l'chayr it's not a complete thing anymore. It's not called a barrier anymore. You ruined the barrier of it. What? That little thing. I don't think that's going to make it not a barrier anymore. Because that's how it is. That's the grape. A raisin, yeah. A raisin. They speak about a raisin. A raisin. L'chayr is the same thing. Also, is considered a barrier. Just one raisin. I'll just finish off with one interesting shayla, and that the question is that what would be in the following case, and that is if we have a half a piece of cake, half a piece of cake, half together...
Half
a kazayis of cake. And I'll just go back to the question we spoke about the cake with the cream in the middle. So if you have the cake with the cream in the middle, and in total it is the shear of a kazayis, the bracha will be bari nefashos. Because at the end of the day, I have here a kazayis together with the cream. But the mice of the cream, without the cream, it wouldn't be a kazayis of cake. Therefore, I make a shakel. So you'd have a cake. You're having a piece of cake, thick a layer of cream in the middle, it makes bari nefashos on it. You're correct, you make mazonis, then you make bari nefashos at the end. Bari nefashos. So the shayla would be as follows. So you have a half a kazayis of cake, and you have half a kazayis of the shivas haminim. What bracha achorina would you make on that? What's down to the level? No, that is the ekechiv. They're both five and gimel, right? So, the mice, everyone's correct, because the mice, it's a whopping machlekes. It's a whopping machlekes. The kids of Shulchan Aruch, the Kafachayim, Ben Ishchai, Chaim Kanievsky wrote to me as well, the bracha achorina is brain of fashas. That's what they want to suggest. However, Pshem Mazam, when there's different opinions what he held, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Derech HaChaim, Kutzei Shulchan, they all say you make a bracha me'en gimel. The question is what?
Which one?
What additions do you make? So that's l'chayu, the svara l'chayu is, me'en gimel is that the ma'isaf had a kazayis of me'en gimel. The question is what beginning and end do I say? So Shem Zalman wants to say, if you're Moshe Kles, the Rabbi, when you have Kiddush on Shabbos morning, let's say, you have a drop of Kiddush, and then you have your cake, you have a kazayis, two kazayis, whatever you have. So what bracha achorina do you make? You make alamechia, right? But he says, Moshe says in Shuvah that you should add in as well alagefen, even though you haven't had the shear at all. But Shem Zalman wants to say, and Shmuel Shabbos wants to bring that, lemaisa, what do you mean? You find, even if you, maybe by a sophic shear, you've had the shear, then you add in that part. But when you've got no shear at all, where do you find that? But Moshe, that's what Moshe says. Shem Zalman says, according to Moshe, you would make the bracha, you would make both. And the Moshe, that's what seems to come out. You make ala gefer, ala mecha, ala kola, or ala eitz or pre-eitz. Amen. Amen.